You are listening to Room 1 Coaching. Room 1 Coaching serves amazing surgeons and humans at large through powerful coaching that challenges default neural pathways. We create and hold space for self-compassion and curiosity. We transform lives by meeting ourselves where we are and with intentional thinking, feeling, and doing, which create results beyond one's wildest dreams. Learn more at room1coaching.com.
Hey surgeons, it's Kelly and Jess coming back, and this is a end of the year. Man, you know what we could do? We could do like an end of the year where we've come and where we're going. So Jess joins me, and we wanted to talk to you about where we're going with Room 1, which is our private coaching group for female surgeons only. And but I could talk about where we came from. Like, we're a year old at this point. Mm-hmm. And now we're like in the mid 50s as far as members. There's 50 women surgeons in our group, which is absolutely incredible. We've created this community, which we absolutely love. And it's just so much support on being your best self. Jess, do you want to go from there?
Sure. So when I had my aha moment of getting kind of better in my own brain and body, and I thought, I need to teach this to people. This was the vision I had. The vision I had was something that was super accessible, that could reach every level of training, including, every level of training and practice, including residents, interns, all the way up to seasoned surgeons in practice, because I thought these skills are all things that can be learned. They are all things that can serve to help people in their own lives, no matter what goal they have. If their goal is to have a better marriage, if their goal is to be a better parent, if their goal is to make some sort of leadership role a reality in their surgical career, like, it doesn't even matter what the goal is. The goal could simply be what my goal was, which was to just know myself and trust myself. That's literally it. That was my goal. It does not matter. All of these concepts that we learn and that we teach and we practice are perfectly learnable for our people. So this was the vision, and it was like a little baby that was birthed in November last year. And I just think now we're at the point where our little baby, we can nurture it. We can nurture it and help it grow. And I'm hoping that what we offer is for everybody, is all of the women surgeons that are in their own lives. Sometimes they're struggling, sometimes they're not, but that they know that they have a home here.
Totally. This,
it's a space. There's no judgment. It's a space of safety. It's a space to just be who you are and get to know who you are inside and outside of the operating room.
I loved how you talked about accessible, because I see it being accessible in two different ways. Number one is money, right? So for residents, they get a 40% off of regular price, which is still darn cheap coaching for live group coaching. So accessible money-wise. And then I think the other way that I see it being accessible is time-wise, because we're all busy. We all get overwhelmed by having more things to do. And you don't have, you can do as little or as much as you want to. There is no falling behind. There is no failing. Show up when you can. If you can't, it's recorded both on video and on podcast. So however you like to listen to it. So it's really accessible as far as like a time, because we all deal with time scarcity. But there isn't like, you must commit, you must do this work, but you can dive in as much as you want. Or you can just kind of sip a little bit. And again, no judgment. You get to take from it what you want.
Yeah. And that's going to change, which is so beautiful, right? Because sometimes you go through things in life where you really do want to dive in a little deeper. And then there are other times in life when you want to pull back. And it, this sort of a platform just kind of allows people to weave themselves in and out of these coaching concepts and make it work for them. I love what you just said about like not making it one more thing you have to do, because surgeons notoriously will make this something they have to do and have to do well, which then becomes a burden. And this is not supposed to be a burden. It's supposed to alleviate burdens. This is supposed to provide liberation from the burden of life that we all carry.
I love it.
Yeah.
And that's one reason we went to, because so starting January 1st, we went to a yearly membership instead of monthly membership. So in talking to our surgeons about what's new for 2022, is that's one of the reasons we went to yearly is because we don't want you to have to make a decision and jump in and jump out. And is this right for me? It's like, this is, like having shoes. You don't want to think about what shoes to buy every single month. It's like, it's just your shoes that you're going to wear for the year and they're with you. And you're going to have busy times and not busy times. And it's just going to be there no matter what to kind of sip when you want to go deep and sip when you're too busy for it. Do you want to elaborate on, why we went to a yearly membership instead of monthly?
Right. Well, decision fatigue. You just nailed it. It's like one more thing you have to decide on, and the price is less expensive. So the total price for a year is 980, which is like almost $200 less than paying for an entire year, but paying month to month. Right. So, I mean, coaches out there kind of get a little bit dramatic about pricing and pricing strategies and stuff like that. And all I want is for this to be a no-brainer. Like for this to not even give anybody any, issues. Like it should be a no-brainer. Like, okay, this is so reasonable. Of course I'm gonna do it.
Totally. And the other thing we're doing to simplify is instead of we last year we had kind of monthly topics to kind of think about and meditate on. And we're really breaking it down quarterly next year into mind, body, spirit, and work, and just kind of having more quarterly global things to work on. So the first quarter is going to be mind work because introduction to, thought work, coaching, what thought downloads are, kind of starting with the mind, because we tend to all live in our mind more than we live in our body or our spirit. So that's the kind of the more accessible one too.
Right. And so I think that is going to give us a better, kind of a more clean curriculum for people to follow. Curriculum sounds too heavy, but like it'll, I think, help us deliver concepts in a really easy way, knowing that each one, like mind, body, spirit, work, they're all interrelated. So you can't really talk about one without talking about the others. But at least during the first quarter, while the others are in the background, they're obviously not going to be neglected, but the mind is going to kind of come to the foreground so we can kind of give the basics. And then we'll move on into the body where we can talk not only about feelings and how feelings live in the body, and feelings are so important in understanding who we are, what our values are, what we want, and what we need. But also, like, how do we take care of our body, the physical body? And then, obviously, during that quarter, we won't be able to completely disregard mind, spirit, and work because everything's interconnected. And then, of course, we'll move into the spirit and what that means to people because it means so many different things to different people. And then, obviously, all of us are surgeons. So, how can any of this be meaningful in this community without the work?
Yeah, I feel like the number I feel like when I do the coaching with the group, the number one thing that comes up is work stuff. I mean, it's just so full of conflict and stress and like there's just always so much there. So we do talk about work a lot, no matter what. We'll talk about that, probably every time we coach still.
Yeah, because it's all interrelated and that's cool. Okay, so next thing we're going to do too, that's already in process, is we're changing platforms. We've mentioned that a few times. We're changing to a Kajabi platform, so it should be more unified. But as we do that, we're just going to keep everything as it is. So everything will stay as it is until we're ready to switch over. And we have our VA, Danielle, who's been really awesome at that. So if you ever have a question or a concern or you're curious, please email Danielle. And she can be reached through our old email, which is coach@commonthreadwomensurgeons.com, or new email, which is coach@room1coaching.com.
Yeah, she's amazing. Her job, like literally her job description is to love on our members. Like when we said white glove service, love on our members. Like that's her job. Are you happy? Are you getting what you need? Where do I sign up? How do I get my resident discount? That's all Danielle. Her literal job is to make sure you guys get in, get on the private Facebook group, get linked into the private podcast, just kind of get up and running. That's her whole job.
We want this to be as easy as possible for people to be able to be in the practice of these concepts, mind, body, spirit, work.
I love it. And the other thing that's coming is providing CME. So some people want CME, some people don't want CME. And to keep the price down for everybody, it's going to kind of be an add-on, but it's going to be just about the cheapest CME that you can get. So we're very excited about that coming in 2022 as well.
And then finally, does everybody remember those little pocket guides you carried around as a resident? I still have mine, my pocket Orthopedica. It's so amazing. It holds so much sentimental value for me. It's that little Tarascon guide. I'm not sure what brand was for other surgical specialties, but we're making cheat sheets that each month you'll have a cheat sheet to follow. That will just help you. It's one more tool to make this journey, this process, this practice easier for people to hold in their lives.
I love it. To me, I'm like, why am I so, I don't know, dense is the wrong word, but like every time I read about, mind work or Buddhism or Stoic philosophy, like I get back into it or meditation, and I'm like, why do I always have to be reminded of this? And it's just like you said, is like you always have to like come back to it because it's not our default operating system in this country to like be present with that stuff. And so I love that idea of like keeping something close or journaling or just kind of having like reminders of like, right, I'm practicing, I'm on this journey with a group of other people, because it's not like the default of how our brain, just gravitates to. Maybe it is for the monks, I don't know. But for me, I have to keep coming back to it.
We do, and you're right. It's not our default setting because we're all socialized. We are all socialized in this Western way. And but we're also primal animal beings, and we all have instincts in us. And I feel like we just need a little path back. Just a little nudge.
I love that. Awesome. Well, thanks for meeting with us, Jess, and we'll see you guys soon inside room one.